السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وأصحابه الخلص المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. Why do we find some people in our societies, in our communities, being merciless? The norm in this life is for people to be merciful, to be compassionate, to be caring, to be loving, to be thoughtful. But why sometimes we find some exceptions? Some people, though they are very few, they become merciless, they become brutal, ruthless, cruel, as we saw a few days ago, when a police officer suffocates a man who's telling him, "I cannot breathe," for almost nine minutes. Why? What is the reason? Why we see people going on a rampage, killing, destroying, not caring about people's life? What is the reason? There are many reasons, obviously, my friends. Reason number one is that such people are disconnected from God. They don't recognize God. And people who do not recognize God in their life, they don't get from God's love. They don't receive God's love in their life. When they are not in love with God, then they don't get their portion of love, their portion of inspiration and love and compassion and mercy and forgiveness from God. And those people are found in every community. Some people call themselves Muslims, but they kill others. They are terrorists, like ISIS and many other affiliations. Some of them in the name of Christianity, some of them in the name of Judaism, some of them in the name of Buddhism, Hinduism. In every cult, in every religion, there are some people who are merciless. They kill in the name of religion. They slaughter. I don't care what they call themselves. They are disconnected from God. Even if they believe they are Muslims, but they are disconnected from God. And the love of God is not in their hearts and their minds. So this is one reason. The second reason, God says in chapter 16, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will make him lead a peaceful life, a good life. Some people, they lack this peaceful life. Their life is not peaceful. Their life is disturbed. Their entire life, they live their entire life angry, frustrated, dissatisfied, discontent, unhappy with everything, unhappy with themselves and unhappy with others. They hate themselves and they hate others. Why? Because if you look at that verse in chapter 16, verse 97, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. Whomsoever works righteous. من عمل صالحا من ذكر, be it male or female, وهو مؤمن, while he is a believer. So there are two conditions. He is a believer. He has good system of belief. His mind works good. The second is that he does righteous. His work is clean. He tries to help. So some people, they were not trained or nurtured from day one in their families to do righteous deeds. They never did righteous deeds in their life. Those people who do not do righteous deeds in their life, they miss righteous deeds in their life. They miss good deeds in their life. They become selfish. And therefore, they are not going to lead a peaceful life, my friends, even if they are the richest person, the richest people on earth. So teach your children. Teach them acts of charity. Teach them how to reach out to others. Teach your children how to help others. Every day advise your children. Speak to them. Coach them. Train them. Remind them. Every day remind your children that yes, your school is important. Your career is important. But also remember there are others in your society, in your community. Try to reach out to them. Try to extend your help. Try to spend from your pocket, give. Don't keep the entire money for yourself. I love that son. Many years ago, he was maybe 12 years old. His teacher taught him something good at the school. He taught him that when you receive a $100 bill, one third of it, give it to the poor and the needy. And he does that since he's 12. The other third, keep it as a saving for your future. The third part of it, spend it, enjoy it, spend it. And he's been doing that. He learned how to take care of himself and others. But many of our children, my friends, they only take care of themselves. And those people are not going to enjoy their life tomorrow. They're going to have a hard time with their spouses, with their husbands, with their wives, with their children, with their neighbor, with their friends. So teach them righteous deeds from day one. Train them. Train them to share, to give, to be generous, to help out. Those people are going to lead hayatan tayyiba, virtuous life, beautiful life, peaceful life, life of satisfaction, life of contentment. Sometimes we don't have everything, but we are content, we are happy. We don't own everything. Our house might not be the best, our car might not be the fastest, our bank account, it's not full of money, but yet we are full of happiness and satisfaction and content and rida, rida. My friends, the most beautiful gift God may bestow on any person is the status of rida. Happiness, inner happiness. I'm happy with what I have. Even I'm not the richest. Even I'm not the most famous, not the most influential, but I'm happy. I'm happy. And I give thanks to God. This is what God says in chapter 16. من عمل صالحا. He begins with the righteous deeds because they are important. They are the most important requirement is to do righteous deeds in your life. And then he mentions faith. See, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. First he does righteous deeds, second is iman. What does that mean? It means that if you don't do righteous deeds, even if you have this, they're not going to help you. They're not going to help you. How oftentimes we see people who pray, but they are still frustrated and angry with themselves, frustrated with their life. They pray because they don't do good deeds. They want this life only for themselves. They don't share. When you don't share, and that comes from stinginess, bukhl. When you don't share, definitely you're not going to enjoy this life. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We shall give him a good life, حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will render them the reward accordance to the best of their deeds. People who are merciless and ruthless and killers, they miss the peaceful life. They are disturbed. They are unhappy. They are angry. They are frustrated. They don't have peaceful life. Their life is not stable. Don't look at them smiling sometimes. Even if they smile and they have laughter and they still inside them is damaged, is disturbed. And once they are disturbed internally, you expect them to do any crime, to commit any heinous crime. To see people under their knees, pressing on their neck until they suffocate. And they don't even feel guilty. They don't have any remorse. The guy last year who killed more than 50 worshippers in a couple of mosques in a Christ Church, New Zealand, when he was brought to the trial, the judge asked him, "Do you feel sorry?" He said, "No, I don't feel sorry." He killed more than 50 innocent people in the house of worship. And he's not sorry. This means he's disturbed. He has a human shape, but inside him, God says in the book, he's worse than animals. إِنْهُمْ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Why? Because something fundamental missing from his life. This is the result when people focus on themselves and they become selfish. And they become stingy, and they are not ready to give, to share. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The real Muslim, al-Muslimu man salima an-nasu min lisanihi wa yadihi." The real believer in God is the one that people feel safe with him, immune. He doesn't hurt. He's very peaceful. He's harmless. He's relaxed. Relaxed. He doesn't have a problem with anyone. I've seen some people that even when they confront their enemies, they are peaceful with them. They smile. This is the beautiful life. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. This is the meaning of a beautiful life, when you are always relaxed. We ask Allah to bestow on us this is a beautiful life. And we ask Allah to enable us to have good faith in Him and also conduct good deeds and righteous deeds, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.